Even though.
Even though.
I'm a good communicator.
I'm a good communicator.
Sometimes. And then other times. I use my words.
I use my words.
Unkindly.
Unkindly.
Or have a tone.
Or have a tone.
An expression.
An energy.
That really does not convey. What I want to accomplish. Or maybe it does.
Maybe sometimes.
I just want to be right. And I want them to be wrong. Because that's the way I grew up. Someone had to be wrong. For someone else to be right. And I'm living in this weird time, in this weird space. I'm called to consciousness. And it's no longer about right and wrong. And I don't know how to let it go. There's some kind of power fix. A buzz. A fix. When I'm right. And someone else is wrong. And when I feel insecure.
Tired. Stressed.
Overwhelmed. Overburdened. Out of my comfort zone. I immediately, unconsciously, look for the fix. I want the power fix. But it really doesn't work that way. I don't feel good anymore. At someone else's expense. And that's really hard. Because I haven't learned how to do it differently. I don't feel good anymore.
Winning.
If it means someone else is wrong. My mind likes it. My adrenaline likes it. And my heart doesn't agree. Wouldn't it be nice if I could show up in communication and stay conscious, stay aligned to the truth of me. I really want to stay aligned to my truth. I really want to know that I can communicate. When I'm way out of my comfort zone. And feel safe. I don't get to feel safe. The truth is. All important conversations.
Have never felt safe.
I just don't do that.
I can feel safe.
If it's light. If it's fun.
If we're agreeing.
If it's important.
If I'm going to learn something.
If they're going to learn something. Poof. All the safety's gone. I'm on high alert. One way or the other. I'm not safe from them. Or they're not safe from me. And that's so sad. And it really doesn't fit me anymore. Okay, just a second. Okay, I am sending down somebody to get Emily. Thank you. They followed the directions in text. That wasn't a text, but I don't know.
That's okay.
Okay. All right, ready? It's true.
I just don't feel safe.
And the chemistry cocktail. Not feeling safe. Comes out in tone, in expression.
In defensiveness. In attack mode.
And I really want to let that go. There isn't anyone I want to attack. When I think about it, when I'm calm. There's no one I want to attack. That's not the juice I want. So wouldn't it be nice to let this go? And show up in curiosity, in peace. Show up willing to really listen.
Willing to really listen.
Really listen.
Really listen.
Not to just their words.
Not just to their words.
But to their body language.
But to their body language.
Really listen.
Really listen.
Not just to them.
Not just to them.
But to me.
But to me.
To me. What it is I'm trying to accomplish.
What it is I'm trying to accomplish.
I want to know what it is I want.
I want to know what it is I want.
Before I even connect. And I want to stay the course.
And I want to stay the course.
Of strategically.
Giving and receiving.
To accomplish.
Exactly what I want.
I want to feel heard. I want to feel connected. I want us both to receive. And I want us both to feel. Like we were heard. And received each other. And reached a new level.
Of understanding.
I don't want to compromise. I don't want to just play win-win.
I don't want to just play win-win.
I want to go deeper. I want to really feel. Being safe. Being engaged.
At all levels.
Oh, I'm going to show up.
For the conversation.
Even though I'm dreading it. I'm going to show up. So wouldn't it be nice? If I could stay conscious. And truly speak.
The way I want to speak.
And hear.
The way I want to hear.
And look. In alignment.
With my truth.
And even though I have an old truth.
Of being frustrated.
Impatient.
And defensive.
It's not my whole truth.
It's not my new truth.
And I want to honor. All the defense mechanisms. That have protected me. And they did protect me. They really did protect me. I want to honor all the defense mechanisms. All the negative emotions. All the chemistry. That kept me exploring. The pain.
The discomfort.
So that I might end up. Right here. Desiring to do it differently. I am not my parents. I am not my child self. I want to understand.
That I can love.
Forgive.
Accept.
All the crappy ways.
I learn to communicate.
And I can let that go.
And show up.
For my true intelligence.
I can show up.
With my heart. Feeling safe.
I am safe.
I'm safe.
There is nothing that person can say.
That could be worse.
Than what I've heard before.
They can't even say something.
That could match.
Some of the things I've said. I'm perfectly safe.
It doesn't feel safe.
I am safe. I'm safe.
And nobody can be harder on me.
Than I've been on myself.
And nobody can make me feel.
More stupid. More sad.
More ashamed.
Than I can make myself feel.
So the truth is.
Even though my body doesn't believe it yet. Even though my memories don't agree yet.
Even though my memories don't agree yet.
I am safe. To communicate with anyone.
People I like, people I trust.
People I don't like. People I don't have a reason to trust.
It doesn't matter.
I'm safe. Because in the end of the conversation. When the next day comes. I'm only with me.
I'm only with me.
I only take away.
I only take away.
My experience. And the truth is, I have done the work. I have done the forgiveness. I have done the intentions. To show up. For me. It's not about them. It's about me. I'm ready to impress me. I'm ready to delight me. I'm ready to really stand. In my truth. No matter what the conversation is like. I'm ready to know me. Even if it means. I have to shut up and tap.
And wait.
Or reschedule. Or apologize. Or laugh.
I don't know.
I'll figure it out. And every awful conversation I've had.
Real.
And in my mind. I accept them now. I learn from them now. I have all the experience I need. Feeling bad. In conversation.
In discussion.
In sharing.
In listening.
I've already got that down. I'm ready for a whole new experience.
Of me.
As a listener.
As a communicator.
As a connector.
As an authentic.
Evolving. Heart-centered.
Being.
And the truth is,
they don't really have much
to do with my life journey.
Not really.
They don't really control. They don't really influence. All the years.
All the conversations.
All the memories. That I am living. Past, present, and future. It's not about them. I thought it was about them. It's just one great opportunity. For me to practice. Standing in the truth of me.
Okay.